It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Man, bunch of maniacs in the studio.
Hi, it's Phil and Frank, Covino and Rich. You're the maniac. Are you kidding me? You're the guy that walks out of the room. Everyone looks at each other and they're like, is he for real, this guy? What is he on? Rich Davis, the most hyped up guy you'll ever meet.
I'm the guy that has a conversation with you, immediately starts texting people. Can you believe this guy?
Yeah, you start texting your buddies for validation and they're all a bunch of nerds. No offense. No offense. So I'm clear. I'm in the clear. I said no offense.
How do you deal with Covino, that the last text message I got?
I don't care. Tell your goober friend that he's wrong.
My goober friend. Look at you.
Whatever member of the get-along gang that's agreeing with you is wrong. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, owning a Mercedes-Benz EV is just extraordinary. It's extra easy. What'd you say?
It's not just extraordinary.
It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your iPhone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. So we're going to have a fun hour in for Dan Patrick. Now, on a Thursday, we throw it back. So we go old school when 50 hits. We reminisce about some old school stuff every Thursday, and we'll tell you what that is in a few minutes. But, Rich, speaking of old school, you know what movie this is from, this shirt I'm rocking? What are you laughing at? More feedback?
No. Maybe.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Covino is a moron. No, I'm good. I'm good. What is your shirt? Let me see your shirt there on the Zoom. What do you got
there? On a throwback Thursday, any guesses? Danny G. Joel, you should know this one, man. I hate to put you on the spot. Dan Byers looking at it.
Wow, let me see. It looks like that rock band Boston.
No.
Covino with the Boston shirt.
Why would you say such things?
You rolled up in a Camaro this morning.
I'm a Yankees fan. I'll never rock Boston anything. Not even the band.
Even if my son's on the team.
Even if my son's on the team or the band. This is The Last Dragon, man. When you got that glow, why do you think I got that glow, bro? The Last Dragon. I'm wearing a Last Dragon t-shirt.
Just a shiny T-zone.
Bruce Leroy style on a throwback Thursday.
I don't know why you have that glow, but I know why you have that dad bod, because you directed your pizza to Daddy Green's Pizza.
To Daddy Green's Pizza, man. Show enough, the Shogun of Harlem. Show enough, who was not Busta Rhymes, even though everyone thinks he is. So on a throwback Thursday, we're going to talk some old school roles before they hit it big. But Rich,
That's cool.
Before we celebrate someone's birthday today, let's take a quick phone call about team loyalty. Because the question was, if your son was drafted to a team, would you automatically just root for that team or root for your son? Jonathan India's dad still roots for the Mets but records his at-bats. That's the story. So, Ralph in New York, you're on the Covino and Rich Show and for Dan Patrick.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm 92% sure that I don't have a kid. But I know one thing. I'm very loyal to my team. And I think that you certainly are going to root for your kid their whole lives. And it's an easy thing to balance. It just gives you one more thing to root for. But if you bail on your teams and change fully as a person, doesn't that show a little different lack of loyalty?
Yes. Yeah, and then think of how players bounce around anyway. So that you're just expected to switch teams left and right just because. So that keeps him steady. He roots Jonathan India's dad roots for the Mets, but wherever his son goes, he still roots for his son.
Well, now that's me. I'm a free agent fan.
Yeah,
I'm a free agent fan.
How about this? If you have to deal with this problem, God bless you. If your kid's in the bigs and this is a problem you have, I would die for that problem. If you told me, hey, Rich, I have a moral dilemma for you because your son's on the you know.
You're right. It's a great problem to have, but it's not really a problem at all. It's just a balance. It's just a balance of life. Yeah. That's all. And yeah, I'm
Covino,
sure
imagine having the terrible problem that little Junio Covino's on the Blue Jays and you have to make a decision. Like, that would be the best dilemma ever. It's like, it's almost like the dilemma of it. You can only choose one. This brunette and blonde, they both want to sleep with you. Oh, choose. Like,
great problem.
It's a great problem to have. The best problem to have might be, honestly, if you said what's the best problems, a top five best problem would be your son plays professional sports on your competitor.
And put him close to home, too, for Covino. Like, so put him on the Yankees.
Yeah,
No, put him on the Mets and then make Covino choose.
I don't have to choose by these rules. So, look, great problems to have and great story, Rich. But today we celebrate. If you need more reason to celebrate, it's someone special's birthday today.
A guy that we all love.
Absolutely. You guys shouldn't have.
Happy birthday. Hey, yo, Joe. Hey, yo. It's Sylvester Stallone's. Get this. 77th.
My goodness, what is going on?
I can't even believe it. That just sounds so old, but he looks great, right? So that's inspiring. But more reason to party and enjoy your weekend starting tonight. Started early, celebrating Sylvester Stallone's 77th birthday. Absolutely.
I went to, after I was watching the Mets game and after I was having drinks and dinner with some friends out here in Texas, I'm flipping through the channels. I wanted to watch the finale of Silo. I'm watching Silo on Apple TV. And as I'm flipping through, my wife's like, oh my God, he has a show now? Do you see all the pictures and the clips from Stallone's show about his family? His daughters are all beautiful.
Yeah,
his daughters are all like pretty young women. And you know, remember the whole like false alarm with his like divorce? And it was like, oh, like that never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was calling it quits for a minute.
He's living it up. So on a Throwback Thursday where we all love Sly, Covino and I have only talked about how much Sylvester Stallone has meant to us, mostly because the Rocky movies.
I love
movies.
You too. I love you. I was hoping, wondering if you didn't mind marrying me too much.
Yeah, he took you to the zoo, right?
Yeah. By the way, a lot of people don't know that. On a Throwback Thursday, if you guys remember, Gazzo, the guy he worked for, Gazzo, one of Gazzo's goons, tells Rocky to take Adrian to the zoo. And then he explains why.
In a very politically incorrect way. He said, take him to the zoo. Some type of people love the zoo. And you're like, oh, very politically incorrect. And then you look to the next movie, and he takes Adrian to the zoo.
3 years later, it was a three-year-long payoff of a joke. 3 years later, he asks her to marry him at the zoo. And it makes you wonder, what does Rocky think about Adrian?
Connect the dots later.
Then look what kind of job Adrian got. Where does she work at?
The pet store, of course.
She works at the pet store.
And my favorite fun fact, though, is the turtles, Cuff and Link. He still has them today. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Well, some turtles dinosaurs.
Yeah. So I ask you, on a Throwback Thursday, Sly turned 77 today. Other than the Rocky movies, other than the whole Rocky Balboa, Apollo Creed, you know, Drago, other than the Rocky universe, What is your favorite Stallone
movie? I have an easy answer for this, man. I really do. I'm not saying it's his best movie, but it's the one I like the most because I find it to be the most entertaining. And just because it's not the best doesn't mean it's not the most entertaining. I'll give you an example, okay? Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom is not the best Indiana Jones, but it's my favorite because it's the most entertaining. The Last Crusade, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, but The Last Crusade is the best Indiana Jones. But my favorite is the most entertaining one, The Temple of Doom. Love me some Short Round. So I'm not saying this is Stallone's best work and best movie, but it's the one that's the most entertaining to me. And that's Demolition Man. It's so good. And you deny it, and you never even finished it.
That's your number one Stallone movie? Yeah.
By far, because it's entertaining AF.
That's the weakest
you can't,
answer
you have
I've ever heard.
You can't even, you
I
can't even say anything because you never watched it.
Five-star dining at Taco Bell.
Yeah, dude. Benjamin Bratt, Sandra Bullock. Dude, Jack Black has a small cameo. Dennis Leary. It's a great movie.
Cove.
Wesley Snipes.
Incorrect. I did watch it, but I watched it years later, so maybe when you watch something.
No, it's still good.
Years later, it stunk.
If it was on TV right now, I'm stopping, and I'm watching that movie. That's how entertaining it is. Yeah, Taco Bell wins the food wars. It's a great story. I love it. The Three Seashells. Demolition Man is straight up silly but entertaining. Love it. And Spot agrees. Danny G's throwing out references.
Easily one of my favorites.
It's not his best movie.
Are you guys on drugs today?
I'll watch that over.
Did you guys all get high before the show?
If you gave me a choice between that and any movie in the Rocky franchise, I would choose Demolition Man.
Bro, you guys must have all done it. I missed out. I'm so
You're
bummed
taking
up in Texas.
Too far spot.
You mean Wesley Snipes against Sylvester Stallone, both guys in their prime.
John Spartan.
Doesn't get you fired up. Yeah, John Spartan. Benjamin Bratt.
I'm bummed I missed out on your little wake and bake session over there because you guys are all high. What?
Or maybe
is going
you
on
got
today?
Residual effects from the stupid edibles you take every night. How about that?
What
maybe
you like?
You're the guy.
What are you like? Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah. What's
no,
your answer?
I'm going to name four movies that are better. I have four movies that are better.
How come you get four?
Yeah. Why don't you pick one?
Man.
That's not the name of the game.
Yeah.
I'll just pick any one because
that's
they're all
he's
better.
Getting a lot of sleep. He's
no,
got a lot
because he's throwing. He's like whatever sticks. He's playing the numbers game.
Yeah.
He's like, if my answer stinks, I still got three more chances.
All right. Well, I have a one obvious answer, but I'm going to give you cheesy ones that are even better than Demolition Man.
Fine.
Better than Demolition Man. Copland.
I like Copland a lot.
I like Copland.
Better than Demolition Man.
Not
Cliffhanger.
Better.
Cliffhanger's pretty good.
That's a good one. Not better, though.
Better than Demolition Man? Tango and Cash.
Not even close.
No, not even
in the conversation.
You're going the wrong direction.
Better than Demolition Man? Better than Demolition Man? Over the top.
Okay, all right.
His son was
that,
a dork.
That is a 1987 classic.
His son was a
weenie. I love Robert Loggia.
My mom, when we watched that, my mom told me that's where my dad was. That's what he was doing.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you. Danny Jenks.
So it tugs the heartstrings.
Lincoln Hawk. Was a truck driving arm wrestler. Stallone was turned his hat around. Spot, you remember he would do the adjustment with his hand while
he would,
arm wrestling.
Lift up and like move his pinky to the other side of the hand.
Dude, that movie is so.
Yeah, but his son was so soft in that movie. I couldn't get behind it. Okay,
military school did nothing for his son.
I know the kid was crying because he lost an arm wrestling competition. All right, so Stallone's 77th birthday. We say aside from the Rocky franchise, aside from Rocky. What's his best movie? Again, he was born 1946, 77 years old. What a life.
You know what's a good sleeper hit? Daylight. The one where they're trapped in the, what was it, the Holland Tunnel?
The tunnel? Oh, that's a good one, Spot.
Look, they're all fun. They're all entertaining. He's an action star. He redefined action star in the 80s. And what you learn in the Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix is that if it wasn't for Stallone, you wouldn't have had Arnold Schwarzenegger pushing to make all these other movies. They were like in a heated competition of who was the guy. And it was back and forth. And Stallone is the man. And I love Stallone. And I like all those movies, Rich. But you asked me my favorite, which is the best, aside from Rocky. I'm sticking with Demolition Man. I think you downplay it.
I mean, I watched it and it's good. It's not the best. Let me go over some Stallone movies and give me your immediate reaction, okay? I'll name some classics on his 77th birthday. Lucky number 7. Yo, 7-7. I'll give you some Stallone. You tell me what you think, all right? I've never seen it, but I've only heard great things about the 1974 classic, Lords of Flatbush.
Well, what's cool about that is the Fonz, Henry Winkler's in that too.
I know. I've never seen it.
I've heard Henry Winkler. He's a good guy.
I've heard people say it's good, though. I don't know.
I've never seen it either.
Obviously, Rocky started all, but we're not doing Rocky movies. Have you ever seen... Let's say I don't want to do the Rambo movies either. So my grandfather used to love the movie Cobra. Remember Cobra?
Yeah. It was all right. Another
Stallone movie from back in the day. How about Lock Up? Do you know Lock Up?
Nope. So not even in the convo.
All right. What about Oscar?
Nope.
Oh, wait. He
was a grouch. I didn't like that one.
No, wasn't that like his attempt at like something funny?
Yeah, he was like a mob boss, right?
Yeah, well,
isn't that what it was? It was in the mob. Yeah. It was mob related, but it was like a mob comedy movie.
Then you get to the 90s, and this is post the Rocky movies. You got Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
That's great.
It's good.
you know
Cliffhanger.
I love Estelle Getty.
Cliffhanger, Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember The Specialist?
No.
What about Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd is a good one. It's another like, you know, futuristic.
Yeah,
kind
I put
of
that in the same lane.
Society
same
kind of
lane as Demolition Man.
Yeah, same. But Demolition Man better.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you start scrolling on the IMDb, and there's some years where it's like, yo, we're really remembering. Like he had a primo 10 to 20 year period of Rockies and Rambos. And then later on, he gets into the Expendables. Are we down with the Expendable movies?
Don't sleep on. Oh, you said Copland. Never mind.
I'm completely down with it, but they're not better than Demolition Man to me. And of course, you could factor in when these movies came out because they hit you at a very influential time in your life. So you can't watch Demolition Man now as an adult and relate to it the same way we did as younger kids. You're not going to like it the same way. It's not going to hit the same.
I feel like you and I saw this movie together for some reason. Is it possible De Niro and Stallone grudge match two old guy that old
it.
Guys have boxed?
I like it. Yeah,
I really like that movie he did with Schwarzenegger where they were trapped on the prison boat escape plan. Remember that movie?
I've never seen it.
No, it's pretty good.
It's pretty decent.
But now you're just listing out
but
his
they're
resume.
Older now. They're older now, but it's like it's Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Did they have to take Blue Chew to get off?
Probably. And they're trying to escape this like floating prison.
So again, you can go over his IMDb all you want.
I like the comparison though to see could Rocky beat. Could Rocky beat Rambo?
Yeah, no. Rambo has machine guns.
Yeah,
and machetes. But great characters, man, and that's what puts Stallone in a very unique conversation. He has three franchises that really truly prospered. Only a few people could say that. And you know who comes to mind? Obviously, Stallone with Rocky, Rambo, and The Expendables. And the only guy I could really think of that has done it to that level in a completely different way is Mike Myers. Three different franchises that really prospered and did well.
Shrek,
Wayne and Garth,
Austin.
Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah,
Shrek,
Wayne's World.
Austin Powers.
Yeah. It's hard to get multiple franchises, and Stallone's done it three times.
Yeah, so that's why we said, hey, without Rocky, what's the best movie? Again, 877-99 on Fox.
So Stallone's the GOAT?
Stallone is definitely one of the GOATs. Let's
you know
see,
what,
the
Joel-
action star GOAT, yes.
I think it, for me, if you're saying from the time I was born, if you're talking like 80s, 90s till now, like the last 40-ish years, I think Stallone's your number one action star.
Action star, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think he's the action star goat.
I mean, you're going to give shout-outs to like Bruce Willis and Statham and guys like that. But
don't sleep on Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise with all the Mission Impossible.
He does all his own stunts.
He does.
Yeah, but
so did Jackie
I feel like
Chan.
Stallone... Yeah, there's a Jackie Chan video floating around that made me sad because it's a fake video and I thought it was real.
Oh, I thought it was real, too. That's not real? It's him and his granddaughter looking at old films, and they get all emotional?
Yeah, apparently his grandkid hates him and says he's, like, homophobic and he's the worst guy. So it's, like, a fake, like, AI video, and it's, like, not real.
What? No.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I was all bummed. I was like, oh, what a great video, Jackie Chan.
It's a fake AI video. We've been duped. We're like old people. Did you hear what Donald Trump said? Like, Mom, no, it's fake. It's fake. It's an AI. Are you going to tell me that's a fake video? Either way, action stars, Jackie Chan's in the news, Stallone's birthday.
Camino, not to bring up negative stuff, but fact check, Jackie Chan's heartwarming video with his daughter.
It was supposed to be his granddaughter.
Yeah, is actually a movie scene that they've spliced in other stuff with, and it's not like a real thing.
Oh, man. I think the world's been duped. Wow.
I even sent that to
a few people. Like, oh, look at this.
What a cool moment. All right. Well, hey, you got Covino and Rich in for DP here on Fox Sports Radio. And I just learned, Covino, that Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Now, coming up here on CNR, in for the great DP. We're headed to Vegas this weekend. Summer League, little NBA con, and the debut of a guy named Wembanyama. And we'll talk about his debut in the Summer League and the odds of him being MVP and a lot of hype. And we'll talk about that hype a little bit next, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this old school guy on a Throwback Thursday?
Yeah.
Like that guy. He was my guy before Guy Fieri. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Yeah.
Now, thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, for hanging out with us early in the morning. Now, we're normally on at 2 p.m. on the West. That's 5 p.m. on the East. So make note of that and download our podcast, Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcast. Thank you for hanging out. Shout out to the affiliates.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys. And you know what? Honestly, if you're having fun with us this morning, check us out every afternoon. We are honored to fill in for Dan Patrick. In fact, we got a ton of phone calls.
We do. But in about 20 minutes, we shift gears real quick. We go old school, throw it back on a Thursday when 50 hits. But we're celebrating Stallone's birthday right now. He's 77 years old.
Yo, absolutely.
Born today, 1946. So we said, aside from Rocky, I mean, one of the best franchises ever. Love all the movies. I even love the Creed stuff. I even love Creed 3. And there was some debate on that. I thought it was great.
I enjoyed it as well. Even Rocky 5 to me nowadays is tolerable. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I just love the whole franchise.
Same.
You know, all, what, 9 now, right? The 6 Rockies, 3 Creeds. You know, one more, you got a perfect 10. So I'll tell you real quick before we go to the phone calls. One of the things that my wife did when we first started dating that really won me over.
Are you sure you want to share this on Fox Sports?
Had nothing to do with some of the moves in the bedroom.
Sleep.
Sleep. All that hotel sleep. My wife visited me in New York. We were doing a little long distance at first, and I had to run to work all day. And she's like, "Well, I'll just chill out here while you're at work, and you know, when you come home, we'll go do something." She knew that I loved all the Rocky movies, and she's like, "I had never seen them." And I'm like, "You've never seen the Rocky movies? Who's your dad?" And, you know, she's like, "Yeah, my dad never really pushed them on me." She watched all the Rocky movies because I think it's so important to have seen them. Like, Covino, are there movies or actors or things where... Dude, you're talking to a guy spot that wouldn't root for his kid on a team to play the Yankees. So, I mean, people are passionate about
things. No one ever said that, but you can put words in my mouth if you'd like to back up your argument. Go ahead, continue.
Are there bands or movies or anything that are deal breakers for you? Like if the girl you were dating is like, "Yeah, I don't like that at all." Like, I'm fascinated that your girlfriend doesn't like Mexican food and you're cool with it.
I'm not cool with it, actually, at all. Yeah. Luckily, I my daughter does, so I go with her. But my girlfriend's never seen the Rocky movies either and has no interest because to her, from her younger eyes, it looks like something from the 1950s. You know, she's like, "It looks like I don't want to watch that old boring movie." And I'm like, "Well, you're missing out then. What do you want me to tell you?"
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Believe you me, I'm not a fan of that, but I'm not going to not date somebody because they don't like Rocky Balboa. Really, that's where I draw the line, I guess. I'm okay with it there.
All right. Well, hey, let's go to your phone calls. Who do we got, Covino? CNR in for Dan Patrick.
So aside from Rocky and Rambo, what is Stallone's best movie? Let's go to Pennsylvania. Nate.
Nate, what's up, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. Nate the Great, what you got?
Well, I also like Demolition Man, but there's also one thing you guys said about the Rocky and Rambo and Expendable franchise, right? You guys mentioned it, but you missed out on Harrison Ford has Star Wars and Indiana Jones, and they're both huge.
I said three franchises is what makes it unique.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though?
Three.
You know what, though? Yo, Nate the Great, though, those are two huge ones. Star Wars and Indiana Jones, that's why Harrison Ford's the superstar we know today. That's like defines your childhood right there.
Of course. And no one's taken anything away from the great Harrison Ford. I said three franchises. You know, there's a debate. Mike was trying to debate, Mike who runs this place off the air, that Schwarzenegger could also be in that category. Conan, Predator, and Terminator, but maybe he's not in all the Predators.
I mean, Camino, you and I have talked about that with TV shows, and what's her name? Louis Richard Dreyfus, Elaine from Seinfeld.
Julian Richard Dreyfus. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Julian Louis Richard Dreyfus.
Yeah, she was in Seinfeld, New Adventures, and Veep. Like, it's very rare to have multiple TV shows. Like, that's why, like, Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill, when he did Modern Family years after Married with Children, it's hard. So that's why when you see Stallone having three franchises,
that were successful.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, so thank you, Nate. Mike, in SoCal, you're on the Covino and Rich Show, and for Dan Patrick, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up?
So I gotta agree that Demolition Man is up there with Rocky and Rambo as far as Stallone's movies. But there's also one action star that I think did great movies in the 80s, 90s, and that's Chuck Norris.
I love Chuck Norris, but I'm going to have to say absolutely no. A big Rocky Balboa, absolutely no. He's not selling tickets like Stallone.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Norris
he's
to me
selling
is
workout
more,
equipment.
Yeah, that Chuck Norris is also like just great jokes on social media, like the Chuck Norris jokes.
Dude, Chuck Norris fought Bruce Lee. He'll forever be a legend to me. But, you know, he's not absolutely Stallone. He's not. Let's talk to Keith in Alabama.
Hi, guys. I got to go with get back to Nate. Harrison Ford also played Jack Ryan in like two or three of the like Patriots games and stuff. So he might actually have three franchises.
Let's do a fact check. How many Patriot games are there?
There's Patriot games, and there was another one he did where he played Jack Ryan, the Tom Clancy character. Now, a bajillion people have played him. The Jim from The Office is in the show, and Alec Baldwin played him in The Hunt for Red October. Ben Affleck played him in a movie.
Hey, dude, if we're going to throw Harrison Ford in this conversation, I mean, it's still Elite Company, right?
These are the best of the best, the heroes of our childhood. You're talking about the guy that was Han Solo in Indiana Jones, or we're talking about the guy that was Rambo and Rocky. Like, these are, you know, Elite Company, like you said.
Look, I can't hate on Harrison Ford. He's one
you
of
can't hate
films.
On Harrison Ford now.
No, hell no.
He had honeys.
And you know what? Yo, Covino, you and I'm surprised Covino's stubborn. You know what it is, guys? If I suggest something to Covino, that's like almost kryptonite for him to want to watch it. Like, if I'm like, Covino, check out this show, it's almost guaranteed he won't. But Harrison Ford in Shrinking on Apple TV is awesome. Harrison Ford is fantastic at everything. Thanks.
Let's continue. Aside from Rocky, Stallone's best movie, as we celebrate his birthday, Keith in Alabama.
77 today. What's up, Keith?
Assassins and Driven.
Yeah, survey says no, but thank you.
I've seen Assassins. I don't know if I've seen Driven, but yeah, hey.
Number one answer on the board, 77 people said Demolition Man, so I'm right. Let's talk. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Ginger in Indiana.
Oh.
Ginger.
Hey, it's Ginger.
I think you're like Gilligan's Island Ginger.
No, it's his nickname.
You just flirted with Ginger.
I thought he was gonna be like, hey boys.
I take my ginger back.
Yeah. What up, again? Whatever, Ginger.
Hey, G.
Yeah, what
huge
up, G?
Letdown.
Yeah, I'd rather Mrs. Howell. What's up, Ginger?
I'm definitely going Marianne on this one.
Hey guys, Ginger Stash from Fort Wayne here. Demolition Man is only known for, before things went viral, there was a booby scene in that movie. I mean, in my local middle school, just everybody described the crime. Go get a ticket to, like, Little Mermaid, go into Demolition Man, and see those boobies. And that's how much times have changed.
Are you confusing it with Total Recall?
No, there's a phone call during Demolition Man. Maybe it's only like 10 seconds long, but it is encrypted into my brain forever. So,
What you're describing in my hometown, that was barbed wire with Pam Anderson.
He's right.
Like, yeah. Remember, he's right? Okay.
Remember he first walks into his like new futuristic apartment and he sits down, and then he gets this like wrong number phone call
that's a
video call.
Yeah.
And it's this girl that's naked on screen, and he's like, oh, oh yeah.
That's right.
Stallone's like, oh.
You know what? I've seen it on like TBS so many times, I forgot about that scene.
Yeah.
You're right, man.
He's absolutely right, yeah.
Thank you very
much.
Well, yeah, because
we got to give him a bail just for remembering that 6 seconds of camera time.
I thought he was confusing. Total Recall has three boobies, and Demolition Man had three seashells. All right, so thank you guys for the phone calls again, and happy birthday to Sly. Hey, absolutely.
Yeah, yo,
hey, yo,
Sly.
I love you guys. So happy birthday, Sly Stallone. Now, Rich, we're getting ready for Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Now, we head there tomorrow, and the timing is fantastic. We're going to NBA Con with Fox Sports Radio. And I ask you this. You get off the plane. Are you inclined to try to snag a ticket for the first ever game for Victor Wembanyama?
Just depends how much money we're talking. Honestly.
Well, just to give you a little...
And that's the story. Prices are surging for this.
Yeah, I mean, to give you a little backstory, tickets for like summer league games are usually like $20, $30, $40. They're saying minimum now. It's sold out upwards of like $200 or more for a good ticket for the debut of Victor Wembanyama. He's going to be playing for the Spurs, obviously, against Brandon Miller and the Hornets. So you got your first two picks head-to-head, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. And, I mean, we're going to be in Vegas. So there's a part of me that's like, well, you went in Rome, drop $100 or so. Maybe see if we could snag a ticket.
Or go check out that Sphere, bro. The Sphere making news this week. The Sphere is... Have you seen the Sphere?
Where I have.
The live concerts and performances?
Yeah. I saw the fireworks they did on it on the 4th, right?
It's so cool. But, yeah, $200, that's not going to stop me from going. I'd go, for sure. Because
I'll look up tickets later. You know what I'll do? I'll look up tickets later, and I'll text you guys. And if you're like, yeah, I'll bite. Because, listen, I'll give you an example. I went with my wife and another couple down to South Beach maybe a decade ago. And the Heat happened to be playing at home. And I said, you know what? To see LeBron James in his prime in Miami when they had that super team that won a few championships, I'm like, you know what? It's worth a few $100 to see that and get pretty good seats. And I don't regret it. It was cool to see LeBron playing for the Heat in his prime back then. Do you want to be at the first ever NBA appearance? The first ever time this dude touches a ball? I know it's not an official NBA regular season game, but there's a lot of hype behind this kid. Even LeBron James said that we've seen unicorns over the years, guys with skill sets that you can't believe. He's saying Victor Wembanyama is an alien.
No.
So, I don't know, Danny G, I know...
I knew we'd see them in 2023.
Danny G, I know you got a baby on the way and you don't feel like dropping a few hundo, but if we were like, hey, Danny G, happy birthday, happy baby present. You want to go see this?
Is there
an interest, or is it like a G, or do you look at it like, oh, summer league, G League? You're not vibing.
I mean, we've been talking about this kid on the air for almost a year, and so I want to see him play in person. That would be amazing.
Yeah, don't pay though.
Go get a credential. I mean, how long you guys been?
Yeah, can we get credentials?
Don't you know how this goes?
No, you're right about that.
Can we get a little
everything
FS1
is about the list
pass?
In LA. Everything's about the list. Who's producing?
You're so right about that. I'd love to get a credential. And now, Rich, to answer your question though,
I'm gonna show up early and be like, "Yeah, my name's Gottlieb Doug." And
it's a matter
security.
It's a matter of us being there already. I'm not saying I would take a trip to see this game. I would take a trip to make sure I saw him play live maybe once this year or definitely before he retires, but not necessarily like his big debut, but we happen to be there. So I feel like you'd drop the ball to not try to make that happen.
And we're there
for an NBA event.
They're saying that this is and Danny G, tell me if we're being prisoners of the moment or not. I know you love that phrase. I do as well. But they're saying this might be the most anticipated summer league game of all time.
No, I don't think that's an overstatement. We've never seen a kid like this in the NBA. And I'll say, you know, Joel is right. You know, you'd love to get a credential for it. But because of all the hype around this, there's no credentials left, I'm betting right now. So I think we would have to.
We might
wink,
be.
Wink,
we
can
might
we
be,
expense it?
That's how big of a exactly, Danny. Can we find out?
I just won't eat. How about I won't eat that day? I'll use my food stipend to go see.
Hey, hold on, what is this? $40 Uber, $62 yes. dinner, $285 summer league ticket. So, I, you know what, Danny? After the game, I mean, this is the advantage of doing what we do. Maybe I'll put in the call to see if there's any way. I know it's so last minute, but we might have to buy tickets to see this kid play. Like Covino said. I'm not going to Vegas to see this kid play, but we're going to be right there.
Yeah.
It would be a missed opportunity, you know, for sure. There's a lot of legendary players that I have regrets not seeing live when they were playing, and I'm sure I had the opportunity. We're going to be in Vegas to be part of that. Again, not a once-in-a-lifetime guy. He could be. We don't know that. But like at least how many players have we seen with this much hype? Three or four in our lifetime?
Yeah, he might be the once in a lifetime at this price to get to see him.
At this price, yeah, that's pretty reasonable, I think. $200. Well, what would you do? We take your feedback next. It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios is Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And we're throwing it back on a Thursday when 50 hits on the clock, when 50 hits in life get a little old school.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. But Rich, we're talking Wembanyama. And we're going to be in Vegas all weekend long for NBAcon and the Summer League. There's a story developing today. I don't know if you saw this, where he and Britney Spears were at the same place. They were at Catch. And apparently Britney Spears is a big fan. And she tapped him on the back and was like, I want to take a picture. And his security backhanded her, knocked her to the ground, and she filed a police report. So it's a developing story about Britney Spears being attacked by Wembanyama's security.
I don't know if you're serious.
I'm dead serious.
I'm waiting for a hit me baby one more time punchline or something.
It's a developing story. Breaking news.
I gotta look this up. For real?
Yes. Just happened last night. Just happened last night, and she filed a police report because she wanted a pic with
Victor Wembanyama.
Exclusive. Britney smacked in face by San Antonio Spurs security.
And she didn't even say, hit me, baby, one
what?
More time.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, right. you laugh when he says it's fine, but not me. Good.
No.
Wow, she just can't catch a break.
Well.
Oh, wow.
It's a developing story. So we'll give you more updates. But, hey, look at the clock. Hit it. Is it soup?
Yeah. What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits at 50 after. CNR give you the time capsule topic and we reminisce together.
Yeah.
You know, Camino, maybe when Banyama's security is like, yo, he's not falling down the Zion path. And they're like, women, stay away. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's got to be a reason, right?
Yeah, but she's Britney Spears, dude. Man, they knock her to the ground.
You can't touch them.
She does look a little unhinged these days.
Was she doing her dance moves?
Yeah. Was she like looking into the camera? Yeah.
Honestly,
or looking right at him dancing.
Was it her that led, or was it like her beefhead, meathead, like husband? Because maybe like he was.
The story, as I got it now, is that she was tapping him on the shoulder, like, "Hey, it's Britney. It's Britney, bitch."
No.
And she wanted a picture. She's a fan, and security wasn't having it. Anyway, again, we'll keep you posted on that. It's old school and 50 hits. We talked about Stallone's 77th birthday. Guess who else's birthday it is? Born on this day, 1979. It's their 44th birthday.
Born in Philly.
And he
guesses? Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's birthday.
There he is. Kev. By the way, I'm sorry. Before we get to Kevin Hart, I'm thinking, how can Britney be a Wembanyama fan? Is she a fan of, like, European basketball? Like, how does she even know?
There's
like,
so much
she's
hype.
A fan, she's a fan of the moment
it
and the hype.
It shows the hype. It shows the hype of this guy. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, backs up what we were saying.
Exactly. That's why this is such a hot ticket to get. But
I want to get slapped by his security.
We're not talking about the 7'5".
I'll slap you for free.
Wembanyama. We're talking about the 4'5" Kevin Hart. All right, so let's stay focused here. Again, happy 44th to Kevin Hart. Now, we were talking about how everybody has a path, everybody has a come up.
Yeah.
And being early on that come up is what makes it fun a lot of times. And that's why we're talking about going to Wembanyama's game. Yo, this is his first game in the summer league. You want to be there from the start.
Yeah, Camino, listen.
You
want to
go
plus
for the
years,
ride.
In 10, 15 years, if this guy's got a few NBA titles and he's the LeBron or MJ or Kobe of our generation now, you know, it'll be nice to say, hey, Camino, remember when? That summer league game we saw in Vegas. So I get it. Everyone's got a beginning. Everyone's got a story. There was a time when every big broadcaster was on the local news in some small town. Every hip-hop artist was rapping at some small club. Every rock band played in front of 10 people.
Every social media superstar with millions and trillions of views had like 5 people following them for a long time that they were very loyal to. But Kevin Hart, before he was selling out stadiums, before he was the superstar comedian and actor that he is, I remember him as the guy in 40-Year-Old Virgin, but it goes further than that. He was the dude who just came into the electronics store fighting with Romany Malco.
I remember that.
Kevin Hart, which is the random role in that movie. I mean, again, that was probably the biggest thing going for him at the time, and still a big opportunity, but think of where his career is now compared to then.
And whenever they play Along Came Polly,
yes,
you notice him as one of the camera guys doing the fake E! True Hollywood Story.
Yes, yeah. And that's the great Kevin Hart. So it makes you think of people before they blew up, right? Big break.
You see it happening every year. I mean, if you're into comedy, comedian Matt Rife, the young, handsome dude that's all over social media, he was saying a year ago, maybe 20 people would go to a show. He just sold out a world tour. So people blow up, and the fun of seeing the journey, right?
Well, that dude was on Wildin' Out, you know, years and years ago before he became the star he is today.
So I got one. I know we all loved him as Reggie in Nutty Professor, but do you remember Chappelle was Tom Hanks's buddy in, was it You've Got Mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like Tom Hanks's random work buddy. It's like, wait, is that Dave Chappelle? Yes, that's Dave Chappelle.
So before their big break, where were they in sports and entertainment? We'll take your phone calls and feedback next. More Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.